8:30, we're going to call the Board of Equalization to order. 8:33, actually. Open meeting acts posted on southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Grunewald, Bauman, Adams, Fleece, and Barnard. Anderson is having eye surgery today. Byers is out of town. So they will both be absent. And approve or disapprove agenda is presented.
So move.
Moved by Flea, seconded by Bauman. Discussion? Vote? 5-0. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting?
So move. Has circulated.
Second.
Moved by Flea, seconded by Shirley. Discussion? Vote? 5-0. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items? The 8:30 item has been moved to the next meeting. Approve or disapprove tax correction slips number one.
I move we approve tax correction slip number one.
Second.
Moved by Barnard, seconded by Fleece. Discussion. Vote. 5-0. Public hearing. To approve or disapprove tax exemptions on vehicles owned by qualifying nonprofit organizations, need a motion to open public hearing.
I move we open the public hearing.
Moved by Barnard.
Second.
Seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 5-0. This your end or?
No.
Lori.
Lori's end. Okay. If anyone wants to sign up to speak at the public hearing, you can. Okay.
Basically, you have a list. Does everybody have the list of the vehicles?
Right here.
Exemption? Yes.
I was going to say it's here somewhere.
Yeah, I looked at it.
And these are all approved by your office and meet all requirements?
Right. Yes.
Does anyone have any questions for Lori on how many is there? Do you know right off top? 15 of
15
them.
Organizations.
Are these all new vehicles or just new to them? Would they be used?
No, they're just throughout the whole year. So they're just renewals. If they get anything new, those are the ones you get each month that we bring separately. But these will just be the renewals for the 2010 year.
Anything else?
I move to close the public hearing.
Motion by Barnard, seconded by Bauman to close the public hearing. Discussion. Vote. 5-0. Thank you, Lori.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the tax exemption on the vehicles owned by the listed organizations.
Second.
Moved by Barnard, seconded by Bauman. We probably should read them in for the record. St. Joseph's Catholic Church, Goldcrest Retirement Center, Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center, the Salvation Army, St. Paul Lutheran Church, Blue Valley Mental Health Center, Mosaic, St. John's Lutheran Church, Church of the Promise, Boy Scout Troop 221, PEO Home, Wymore Good Sam Center, Beatrice Good Sam Center, Wymore Housing Authority, Beatrice Youth Center. Any discussion? Vote. 5-0 to approve. Lorene, Patty, you're up.
Basically, we're just working on homesteads now and getting ready for sending those out to the elderly people. Those will be going out after February 1st, so they might want to be expecting them in the mail. They're a little different form this year, so they'll just want to watch, and if they have any questions, call my office. I did give you this unicameral update, and it wasn't meant to spark any controversy or anything like that, but it was kind of an interesting thing. About there's a bill in the legislature and the Revenue Committee. Most assessors, I don't think, would be in favor of it, but it's LB. Put my glasses on.
823.
Yeah, I just thought it was kind of an interesting thing, so I just gave it to you for an update. I think it would get too political, but at the top, it has some good statements in there that the assessor's office is never a popular place for anybody. Whether it be me or the next person, but I just thought it was kind of an interesting update. There's some legislative bills that the assessors are watching, and that's all it was meant for. So that's about it right now. I don't know that, you know, we're working on our 2010 values. Daryl was in Box Butte, so he was supposed to be here today to talk to you about what we're planning for 2010, but we've moved that to the next agenda. So that will be, what is that, February?
Be February 8th now.
On a Monday.
Yeah, we're doing an early meeting.
We do have to change the meeting, so you might check and make sure he can go.
We better,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he didn't want to drive clear back from that, you know, that county that he was working in. He will kind of give you an update of what we're thinking for 2010 by our stats. And, you know, so that everything's, there may be some towns that actually need to go down. Don't know that anything, I don't know for sure. We haven't finished our analysis, but there are some small towns that have been over as far as our stats. So we just want to get that out and let you guys know what's going on. So.
Those homestead exemptions, they have to be back by a certain time.
June 30th, I believe.
June 30th?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they will have a different, they only have a one-part form this year. Plus, there's a separate sheet where you have to sign that you are a U.S. citizen, I believe. So that's going to be different, but those will go out in, you know, next week, hopefully. So.
Okay, anything else for equalization? Equalization adjourned, Board of Supervisors. And 45, we're going to call to order the Gage County Board of Supervisors. Open meeting acts on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Gronewald, Bauman, Adams, Fleece, and Barnard, Byers, and Anderson will be absent. First thing on the agenda is a consent agenda, which consists of the general agenda, approved minutes of meeting held January 13th, 2010, approve all claims through January 27th, 2010, in the amount of $649,449.43, approve and place on file correspondence received, approve canceling check number 93043 to MasterCard in the amount of $100.93 due to double payment, approve additions, withdrawals, securities on county monies.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the consent agenda as presented.
Moved by Barnard.
Second.
Seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Question I have is the double payment again.
That was our MasterCard bill, Frost, and they didn't think they got it.
Okay. And do we catch those if we do double pay, or do we at the mercy
so
of those?
That's why we canceled the check.
Okay. It just seems we have a lot from different.
We have one every 2 weeks.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Okay, any other discussion on the consent agenda? Vote. 5-0 to approve, or I better read that. In favor, okay, there we go. 5-0 to approve. Regular agenda, comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Marlon, you're up. Highway Superintendent report.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marley.
Just starting off with the zoning stuff, we have that rock quarry hearing. We're going to have it on February 24th. At 10 a.m. I was going to schedule it the 10th, but then the meeting got moved, and then I ran out of days to advertise, so we're going to have it on the 24th. Then moving on to the highway business, we need to approve or disapprove specifications and call for bids for rock and gravel. There's some specs here. If they got any questions.
Don only printed one. I mean, they're the same as they always
more.
Are.
That's all right.
I want to erase a lot of ink.
Yeah. I mean, what they are.
All the difference is the dates on it. You know, it's going to go from February 24th to end of June or 1st of July, I think I put. So.
Okay, need a motion to approve specs for the rock and gravel.
So move.
Second.
Moved by Fleece, seconded by Bauman. Discussion.
Chairman, I have a few questions.
Matt?
Is this a good time just to talk about the contract? I just have questions about that.
Yeah, that's fine.
I just wrote them down here. You know, when last budget, when townships came here about here, they had some quality complaints about the types of gravel, saying it was sand. Do we consult them at all or try to get feedback? How does that work when we try to go with these different companies to...
Last summer when we had them concerns, we took townships even that were saying that, and we gathered samples and took them up, and they all graded to state specs, which is, in my opinion, a little loose. But around here, that's where you can't get real good gravel unless you go to the Platte River. If we tighten up the specs any, our price would go way up, and then we could probably afford to go to the Platte River and get it.
That helps. I just be able to give some people some feedback.
Right. Yeah. It's just around. You just don't find real good quality gravel in this area in the Blue River basins.
The other question, and bear with me. Sorry, I just was writing stuff down as I was reading this. The certificate of insurance. It says here that we'll take that before they commence the actual delivery of the product. Do we ever get that before we even accept the bids?
Sometimes we do. Sometimes some companies just send them automatically.
Is there any merit in, as they bring their bids forth, that they have the certificate of insurance with it? Have we ever gotten into previous years where someone showed up and didn't have, they get the bid and then they have a hard time getting their certificate of insurance? Is that ever an issue?
Sometimes the bonds are.
So the bonds are an issue. It's hard to, we found out it's hard to collect on them bonds. They're probably, I don't know what value they have, but that's all I'll say about that.
Okay. And then just again, insurance and liability. Just does NERMA ever get consulted on these when they look at the amount of the dollars that are here, the coverage, the $500,000 for damages? How do we come up with those numbers?
Them are industry standards. You know, if you haul hazmat stuff, you got to go up to $1 million. $500,000 is probably. We could check with NERMA and see if that's fine with them.
I'm just being sensitive to our liability. And then is this kind of a boilerplate every year? We just go through and do this? Okay. And then county attorney always looks at this. Is that right?
I think they've reviewed it already, right?
We used to do this on a yearly basis, and we had the fuel surcharge, and then last year we decided just to go to a shorter term and no fuel surcharge. It's easier for everybody. I think they can lock in their price for 6 months or whatever and go with it. So, and that got approved last time.
I think it's evident in the future gravel's going to be harder and harder to find. We're going to drive further to get it. It's another natural resource that's slowly disappearing. When I was a kid, I think of all the gravel pits that were on the river. And now there is none in Gage County, right?
No.
And I know, was it Washington County, Kansas, that still has a good one?
Well, the Juniman has the bank gravel down there. Yeah.
Is that just bank gravel in Washington?
I think that is.
I think there's still good gravel over in Jefferson County. But
oh, yeah.
So that's where we're getting ours.
You have to get somebody that can go ahead and pump it and get in business. That's the most.
But this is all stemming from when we asked Marlon about our stockpiling, because the roads may be bad now, but in 2 months, they're going to be worse. So we need to get rock and gravel available and what we can before it's not available then when we want it. Matt?
Last question, Marlon, then I'll... How do we come up with the miles of gravel that each township gets? Some's 10, some's 8, some's 9, some's 9.5. How do we arrive?
That was done a while ago, and it was based on how many miles of gravel they had in the township. Some had more dirt, some had more gravel, some, you know, something probably we should review sometime.
So if a township periodically they want to reclaim, I think we just Is it Nemaha that reclaimed a minimum maintenance road, or they wanted to do something? Do they get more allocation, or do they just have to spread that thinner?
It hasn't changed for a while. It's okay. Something we may want to look at in the future.
Marlon, haven't we, with the re, addition of minimum maintenance loads over the years, has the townships requested less, or they just kept the requests the same?
They've kept them the same.
So we're, actually, they have more gravel available for the roads that aren't.
Yeah, and there's some townships that had several miles they turned into minimum maintenance. I know Hanover did like 8 miles at one time.
So if they, if some of the poorer townships run out of, or get so close on their money all the time, actually, they're, if they wanted to, they could reduce the request. They're getting the, they're paying for the same amount of gravel then with less roads to put it on.
They won't reduce their request.
Well, so they're not. Again,
but, but there's a benefit to, if you get rid of some of the minimum maintenance, you've got more product to put on the good roads. Is that
right?
And as always, any township that wants more gravel can allocate it out of their own budget. They have levying authority also, and if they choose to keep it so low that they're non-functional, then that's why they have levy overrides available, which some of the townships have concerns about now. Okay, any more discussion?
Thanks, Marlon. Do it once a year, so I always have to ask because I forget. 365 days later.
5-0.
Mr. Sherman,
Shirley.
Back to the rock quarry. I just is everything kosher between the parties? Are they all in agreement with that now? The rock quarries. I mean, there's no disagreement between the parties.
You want that at all?
On what?
Rock quarry.
I don't understand what's
that
your question.
That rock quarry. Are they all in agreement now?
They all acceptable with
all
the
acceptable.
Terms.
All
Except.
So yeah.
The one down by the river to the west, right?
Only thing I wanted to know.
You mean with our specs?
I don't know. I don't know that surely anymore, I guess.
You know, the last question was whether this, and it should probably come out in a public hearing, but whether their property, adjoining property, if they sold it later in later years, whether that. How that would affect them? Well, the zoning goes with this piece of property that is getting a special use permit. It don't have anything to do with the other ones.
Okay.
That, you know, if they come in and buy property or sell it in the future, that quarry is going to be there, and they should be able to see it.
If they abandon it, will that special permit run out or expire?
Normally they don't, unless it's a non-conforming use. Yeah. If it's
Is this now a non-conforming use?
No, it's conforming.
It's going to be conforming.
Right, right.
But we didn't have any regulations in our planning and zoning regulations for that, right?
Yeah, we have. I mean, the quarry is allowed in the...
Well, I guess I didn't see that.
I mean, it's one of the special uses and whatever. Okay. Whatever. So.
I didn't get that. I just kind of wondered.
What else?
Moving right along on the federal projects. On the Beatrice North... We need to do a request for proposals for the construction engineering. Need to get that rolling. Everything else is moving along. We've got signed the Norris agreement last week. Got that into the state. So this request for proposals, we have to, with a new... Well, they're not really new. The enforced regulations now that we have to do the request for proposals, we have to advertise, we have to get a committee to select the construction engineering, so that'll be coming up. Then another federal project that ain't on your list, but we had to close the Claytonia Bridge for a few days. Back in June, they inspected it, and they... Somehow the paperwork got in the mixer up there at the state, and we never heard word from it until, I don't know, Friday before, let's see, a week ago Friday. And, of course, they wanted us to close it immediately for liability reasons, which we did. And then we re-evaluated the bridge that had 7 inches of overburden or 7 inches of asphalt on it, so we hired a company to come in there and ground that down 2 inches, and that allowed us to reopen the bridge in the summer. When we get to where we can put down asphalt, we're going to go in there and take it all off and put a like a 4-inch layer over it and taper it back, and because that bridge will be five years probably before it gets replaced. And moving on down to another, the stimulus bridge. We need a independent cost estimate on that and an extended service agreement with Spies Lewis to do something. We'll be working on that in the near future. On the N. Wymore Bridge, we got the compensation estimates back on the railroad track. Sent it to the state. It's in your packet. Kind of some emails and the cover sheet on that cost compensation estimate for that railroad track. Moving right along to the 1 and 6 year plan, it'll be on the agenda February 24th. There's the projects listed on your report that we added. The first one was moved from the 6 year plan to the 1 year plan. That's that bridge on North 12 Paddock that we were taking quotes on. And there's one on bridge in North 14 Rockford we added to the 6 year plan. And there's two projects in Liberty, North 10 and North 34, that they've been sized ready. They're smaller culverts. We'll be doing them this year. Then there's North 1 Philly. There's two bridges sized for large CMPs. It's about a $20,000 project because the culvert's just so large. That's just the cost of the projects, the culverts. That's not the installing them. And then East 32 Paddock had that sized for, it's on the 1 year plan. Then we have some maintenance projects we're going to do on projects. The N36 Holt, the previous superintendent took out a box culvert and put it in a 48 inch culvert. So we're leaving that in and we're adding one because it overtops the road. East 12 Sicily, add a small CMP and extend one. East 28 Elm has got bad deck and stringers. We contemplated whether to try to size it for tubes, but I think for $3,000 worth of lumber, we can fix that one. East 8 Elm, add a small CMP and extend one. And then North 13 Elm is that one on Olive Road that there's a box culvert there, and a couple farmers leveled a whole bunch of ground or turned it from pasture into crop ground, and it kind of changed the outlook on that road. We're going to add a culvert there to help that situation out. Then in the back of your package, I've kind of updated my equipment plan. We talked to at Road and Bridge, discussed a little bit. I'm trying to figure out what our best option is. There's a township that has an all-wheel drive motor grader. They got along real good with it. I think in an extreme winter like we've had, it might be a good idea. So that's just something to get you started thinking about it. So, and we can work on that either way. So I think that's about all I have. Otherwise, the crews have been just working on snow removal and widening roads and trying to, we have started stockpiling rock. We've got about 100 ton on the ground, but anytime we can dump it, we dump it. If they get back after dark, which I've got guys running the trucks after hours, if they get back after dark, I don't want them out in the country dumping, causing problems and causing liability, so we just have them bring it in. So, any questions?
Marlon? Was that North 10 Liberty and North 34th for Liberty? Or was it Hanover?
There are some Hanover ones. Where did I put them? There should have been Hanover ones, too. There's a couple. I don't know if we
two
did
ones that you added on the 1 and 6 year plan in Road and Bridge.
Yeah.
I guess I just didn't see it on there.
Unless I forgot to pull them off. I added them on. I might have forgot, but they are on there. I'll update that.
Okay. Make sure.
And February 24th is
1 and 6. 9 o'clock, I think it is.
Nine. Okay. Any more questions for Marlon? Have you had an opportunity to use the snowblower at all?
No.
Okay. Okay.
We haven't been properly trained on it.
And when does that take place?
Anytime we get caught up now, and when it snows again, we want to get it out.
Well, we want to be trained before it snows again, then.
Yeah, I mean, you can run through it without snow, but I'm sure it'd be better if we had. But they're willing to come down and train us anytime we let them know.
Hey, make sure you check everything if it's oiled in it. I heard of a county just bought one. They forgot to check all the little places that oil is supposed to be, and they kept throwing chains.
Yeah. Is that Saline County?
Yeah, I'm not saying
the gearbox,
county.
Huh?
I'm not saying the county, but didn't have any oil in the gearbox.
Had, Saline County had a bearing that was installed improperly, and it caused a problem.
So check everything.
We had a brand new combine with no motor oil in it. We drove it down the road, and it blew up. Brand new, so it happened.
Anything else for Marlon, then?
Happens all
Thank
the time.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Stephanie Clark, Public Defender's Quarterly Report.
Well, Roger has our usual handouts for everyone. We'll pass those out. I'll just kind of hit the high points. As you may remember, we were down caseload-wise for third quarter, but I'm happy to report we're back up for fourth. So as I expected, it's right where it was last year for fourth quarter, actually one case higher. As you'll see, the trend, the higher numbers, the trend to the higher numbers, I think started back in 2005, and I wouldn't expect it to be much less than what it's been since 2005, even though 2009 was down just a small amount. The only additional thing that I would mention is with our most recent contract this last year, we did build in a cap of 35 felony cases open at any time. We were at the cap in January of 09. By the end of February 09, we were under it. We're at 29 or 30 right now, so we're still under it. And knock on wood, we've been under it all but the first 2 months last year. So hopefully that won't become a problem.
That cap on those open felony cases was a result of, was it the judges or the bar, local bar? There was somebody that directed that, or is that something you came up with?
It wasn't the judges. It was something that Roger and I talked about.
Okay.
And some of the other public defender's offices will have a cap built in, and that was also something that Mr. Nelson, who does the committee, thought was a good idea, because that way we're not we're not agreeing to take, if there's 75 brand new felonies, we're not agreeing to take all of them. We're not agreeing to some astronomical unknown number.
And
I think 35 is pretty, it's something that Roger and I can handle. It's also something that, with the exception of right at the beginning of last year, we haven't exceeded that number. So it's something that hopefully we won't exceed that cap unless something unexpected would happen.
And simply that's the cap is there because you could not represent the people adequately if you had too many open cases like that.
Correct.
Okay.
Or we're more comfortable not overextending ourselves. There's no cap on the misdemeanors, the juvenile cases, but your felony cases are your most serious cases, your cases where someone's looking at prison time and sometimes, a huge amount of prison time. We felt that was a number that we could handle, and also probably a number that we wouldn't need to worry about exceeding once we got back under last year.
So you also take more time to prepare and
Felony cases, they usually take a minimum of 3 or 4 months to go through the system, and there's a lot more preparation. There's a lot of times there's a lot more police reports or sheriff's reports that are available to us, video, that type of thing. So they do take a lot more time. And Roger handles all of our juvenile cases, and as you'll see, those have been up as well overall. Those take quite a bit of time because they usually go through the system for a number of months. It starts out right away with a pre-hearing conference, and then they're usually back in court for a number of months, and then sometimes for a number of years even. So those can take quite a bit of time, too, but we try to spread things out. I take a little bit more than 50% of the felonies because Roger handles all of the juvenile stuff.
Chairman, question?
Okay, I'm just going through the graphs here, and I appreciate the color. It's nice. But as I flip through here, okay, so it looks like the felony cases are up and misdemeanors are down. So and the juveniles, it looks like they're up. They kind of bounced around over the last 4 years or so. But are people just worse now? Are they deciding to commit more felonies and say, the heck with the misdemeanor, I'm going to commit a felony now? Or what's the deal here? I mean, I guess, what's the sociology behind that? Do you look at those other than just the number? I mean, what? Kind of an ambiguous question.
There are some cases that, in my opinion, could be resolved as misdemeanors or felonies. Mr. Rittenour tends to file them as felenies, that's probably the reason.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I should ask you first. Sorry, I didn't know that. Thank you. Sorry.
But in general, you are going to see drug offenses. If it's not marijuana, any other drug, it's going to be a felony. Any burglary, if someone breaks into a shed that you have on your property, that's a burglary. So I think there are just a lot of crimes that are felonies, and we are seeing more serious crime than we were seeing 12 years ago when I started.
Anything else for Stephanie? Need a motion to place on file.
Still move.
Second it.
Moved by Fleece, seconded by Gronewald. Discussion.
No, I just
vote. 5-0 to approve. Thank you. Christina Lyons, County Aid and Enhancement Grant, and approve or disapprove grant, having chairman sign grant. Thank you, ma'am.
We talked about this last 2 weeks ago.
How are you, Christine?
I have 55 cakes.
That one is a beer. Ron.
Is there something we do every year at this time? There is no enhancement grant. I asked to put that on the agenda because every year that's a possibility, but this year no one came forward and asked for any enhancements. You have to apply for the county aid to be considered for the enhancements. Again, nothing has changed. We're allotted the $19,387. And since we started this 7 years ago, we've always used it for the community service coordinator. Some of the wording has changed this year because we're focusing a little more on service learning rather than just straight community service. But this, no changes. They're just extras, Randy.
All right.
Any questions?
This is different than what we did 2 weeks ago.
It is. This is county aid. We have to have the comprehensive county plan, the three-year plan. This is money that's set aside for Gage County every year. What we did a couple weeks ago was the juvenile services in Title 20. Those are competitive grants.
Any questions? Vote.
You don't have a motion.
No motion, huh?
I make a motion to approve the county aid and enhancement grant.
And authorize the chairman to sign it.
And authorize the chairman to sign it.
There you go. Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Fleece. Discussion. Vote. 5-0 to approve. Thank you.
School. Their own residence. Parking policy is working well.
Thank you. Approve or disapprove recommendation of a special designated liquor license for Brakon Dance Directive LLC at Homestead National Monument, 8529 West State Highway 4 on February 11th.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve that special designated liquor license.
Yeah.
I'll second it.
Moved by Barnard, seconded by Fleece. Discussion, Gus?
Good morning. Don had called me last week and asked if I was aware of this liquor license, and I was not. So I happened to know one of the names on the permit. I called, and I think he was a bartender for it, and I told him the procedure they have to go through with my office for the state to sign off on the permit, and I have not. We just checked the record. No one's come into my office yet to ask to have this signed off on, so I can't approve this myself.
Okay.
So. Mr. Chairman. Even if we don't approve it, the state can approve it, right?
Well, technically, it's supposed to be, I think, as indicated on there, that local law enforcement have to be aware of it, and that's the letter we send
they
up.
They can
so.
Pass them whether the city or county likes it or not.
I don't know if they would
may,
or not.
But what yeah. Gus is saying, there's a kind of definition of
yeah.
how it's followed.
And I think they follow. I'm sure they're going to call down, and they'll verify it. And if I haven't signed off, they probably won't approve it. And I don't know why, because I called and told them specifically last week what they have to do.
The same thing when she called me. I told her what your comments were, and she...
Who was that, Don?
This individual with this company, and she was aware of it, and she said she didn't act like she cared. So
I just don't want to set a precedent so the board understands from my side of it. Okay, if they haven't, it doesn't take them 5 seconds to come over and do that with me. And we've been doing that way for years, and I went out of my way to make sure they understand that. So what we do today might be a precedent down the road, so just be advised.
Matt?
Any correspondence, even though they're not asking for it, from anybody from the Homestead National Monument? Sounds like this is an event that's going to be out there. No correspondence even from them.
I have no idea what it is.
I find that hard to believe that Mark or somebody
Mark
has
be on top of that.
Come forward.
The way she described it to me was that they're just it's this company holding some kind of an event there at that facility.
We don't know what they're serving or any. We just don't
well,
have any information.
They haven't checked for, I think it was wine, liquor. They had all three in beer.
Do you have an application for the state? Liquor license?
No, this is what the city sent me.
It's from the city. It's not even from the individual.
See, they sent it to the city thinking they were in the city limits, and then Linda forwarded it to me.
I just can't believe we haven't heard from Mark Engler on this.
Well,
wouldn't be his event, so he probably...
But it's happening on federal property.
It's very unusual that somebody's requesting one is not here in front of the board.
Well, not only that, I really have a hard time, I guess, thinking that the Department of Interior would approve something like this being on their property.
I'm going to vote against
it. I mean, they don't allow snowmobiling and a bunch of stuff, but they allow this. I mean, it's just...
I'm not comfortable with it.
Doesn't make sense.
It's not a timed item. Is there any way we could bump this back and try to
their
get a hold
event.
Of somebody out there?
Well, I'm questioning about it even being on our agenda. It was sent from the city to us and not from the individuals.
Their agenda or their event is supposed to be February 11th from 4:30 to 9. Is what it states on here.
Yeah, I can ask, try to get a hold of Mark yet
My
today.
My own experience is that's probably not enough time for the state to approve it. We need to do that out of here.
She indicated to me if you did approve it, we could fax it to the state. This is the individual I talked to with this company. I did make her aware of what Gus told me about his approval and the possibly federal approval. That's all I can tell you on that.
Yeah. Yes, I would vote against it just like I did at the county
fair.
Yeah,
we're
going to
have that opportunity. Any more discussion?
No, I'm the only
vote.
One.
Okay, now this was to approve, though.
To approve. A no vote means no. Unanimous no vote, 5-0. Acknowledgement of the members of the jail steering committee for their efforts. This is a letter that Don drafted for me. On behalf of the Gage County Board of Supervisors and the citizens of Gage County, I would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your service on the Gage County Jail Steering Committee. We all realize what kind of time and effort went into your commitment of serving on this committee, and we want you to know how deeply we appreciate your dedication. With your help, were able to gain knowledge pertaining to the current detention center facility as well as the prospect of a new detention center facility. You gathered information on the pros and cons of each option and acting as a liaison for the county board and sheriff's office. You were able to present the information to the people of Gage County so that they could make an informed decision on the issue. We realize that this was no easy task, and even though the outcome was not what you'd hoped for, we do feel that your committee achieved its goals of educating the public of pertinent facts regarding both the old and new facilities, and we would like to commend you for your efforts. We truly appreciate your service to Gage County. Also, again, thank you for your time, dedication, and commitment to serving on the Gage County Jail Steering Committee. So that is a letter that I will be sending.
You write good letters.
Don writes good letters.
Michelle does.
Rex talks a lot.
He says what he wants.
Yeah.
Go from there.
Approve or disapprove adopting a resolution to accept private funds to renovate the courtrooms in the Gage County Courthouse and adopting specs for that purpose.
You have a resolution. Did he get his?
Yes.
Oh.
10-01.
Oh, okay.
In your packet.
I thought maybe that was a highway department one.
Randy, you want to touch on that since that's a little more of the legal jargon of why we got to go around?
Essentially, what this is a resolution that our office prepared at the request of the board to allow the board to accept, well, first to announce and also to allow the board to accept private funds for the renovation of the courthouse. I'm not going to go into the figures that are involved, but this essentially indicates that the Board of Supervisors has been made aware that there may be private funds available to defray the cost of renovating the courtrooms. I believe Judge Corslin, along with some other members of the bar and some other interested folks, are working together to raise funds to help with the renovation. And it is Radigan Schottler Manufacturing of Beatrice, Gage County, a local business that has specific and very unique services that they can offer for the renovation of the courtroom. And so this resolution would allow the board to hire them for the or adopt the proposal made by Radigan Schottler. And it's been incorporated as an attachment to this resolution. By finding that the courtrooms involve unique services that can be offered by Radigan Schottler, there is no need for a bidding process. And because of just the uniqueness of the courtroom and the special skills that Radigan Schottler has, it was deemed that Radigan Schottler would be the appropriate business to be able to do
this. Mr. Chairman, Randy, this doesn't tie us contractually to anything other than, well, I mean, you're not, the county's not going to be liable for
the
cost. It doesn't do that.
No, this doesn't make the county liable for the cost. Essentially, it provides for hiring Radigan Schottler to do this and to provide for the raising of additional funds to help pay for that. But it is adopting the proposal that they're making
at
the rate that they're making.
The next logical question wouldn't it be, have they not raised the funds by the time we're ready to redo those courtrooms, what then?
Well, that's up to the board.
I mean, as the board, I'm asking those of us here, what do we do if they don't have the funds when they're ready to, because we've got to start putting this building back together. What are we going to do as a board when that time comes if they don't have the money to do it?
I think building and grounds can answer that.
I guess that's wrong.
It won't get going.
But we can't leave them like
they are. Let's put a motion on the table, and then we'll have our discussion.
Okay.
I would move we adopt resolution number
1001.
Yeah.
Moved by Fleece.
Second.
Seconded by Barnard. Ron.
Yeah, they are setting up, 501?
Yeah, 501c3.
Yeah. Friends of the Courthouse or some kind of a thing too. And they know how much money they're going to have to raise, and they're looking at various places to get it. One of them's Historical Society, one of them's Gage County Foundation. They could even look at our tourism grant money to stuff to come up with, looking at about $120,000 to do the renovation. The renovation is not of the district courtroom, it's facilities within the courtroom, benches, jury boxes, all that stuff. It's nothing to do with our work. It's what to do with their work in there. So,
but it doesn't. Does it include redoing all the beam work, Ron?
Yes.
Yeah. Or is that on the county because it's part of our renovation?
Yeah.
Yes and no, yeah. Gary. Because when the project was undertaking, it was under the understanding we would only do what we had the money to do. Scope outside of what we had the finances for would be above and beyond in the private fundraising sector, which they need to do this to, you know, lawyers have deep pockets and that's who they're after.
Here, I guess what I'm trying to lead to is, since we've got it, both those courtrooms all tore up and they don't raise the money, it's going to cost us more than we would have spent, isn't it? Or, I mean, how are we going to? The question I got.
No.
If I understand, the proposal is for the furnishings and that sort of renovation that goes on. This proposal is for. The work that you're planning to do at this point does not include the ceiling. Include the complete renovation.
Yeah.
And that part is going to have to be worked out at a later time.
Is above and beyond what we would do.
Yeah.
If we went in, we would fix what we needed to.
Right.
Open for business. And
I guess I'm worried about the timeline a little bit. What happens if it's ready to go back together? They haven't got what they need. I'm glad they're wanting to redo it like it was originally. But how is somebody or the county board, is still on us, going to have to get the timeline together?
There's nothing that they are planning to do that would interfere with our renovation of the court.
We were going to take that ceiling clear to the top as part of our original renovation plan?
Well, no, that's part of that $46,000 change order that we did here a month and a half ago.
To run the infrastructure, the ceiling had to come out.
Right.
So it's how it's replaced.
That's the question, yeah.
So we did that so we wouldn't have to come back in 3 or 4 years
and
tear out that thing, which would have cost us $18,000 to do.
Okay, so other than they're talking about some wood wainscoting and the rail. Okay.
Yeah. And a bench behind.
On their want list. This extra money is their want list.
So if they don't raise the money and we're ready to put the courtroom back together, we're going to put those old theater chairs back in there?
You betcha.
And
want a place to sit.
Okay, well, it's just a question. I mean, I think it's a legitimate question.
Yeah.
They better hurry up, is all I can say.
So this could, it takes them 2 years to raise this money.
It's too late.
It could take 2 years for them to do it, since most of it appears as though it's...
I think the judge is very comfortable with the time frame that he is going to allow himself. That's safe to say, isn't it, Randy?
Yeah,
if the judge was uncomfortable with any of this, we'd be being told to put it back together now.
Okay, well,
if they thought they were going to fail,
that's a very good point. If they thought they were going to fail, the judge would not be where he's at right now. So
that goes back to rich lawyer theory you've got.
Proven again.
But we ask him what delays that he may have in raising the money as to his ability to continue to have court across the and he said shouldn't be a problem.
I was thinking about the whole building thing, because once really starts looking like we're going back together, some of that could happen pretty quick.
I think he's very comfortable, don't you, Wim?
Yeah. Oh, I believe he's very comfortable.
Yeah. Okay.
And as Ron said, the question has been asked numerous times as to whether a timeline is pressing for them, and he's indicated every time that he has the ability to and is willing to work around any timeline that might come up.
Any more discussion?
No, he's been sitting in on our meeting, so he's kept abreast of what's going on.
He sat through most of them, so any more discussion? Vote.
Oh
my.
Got to change here a little bit.
Shirley, you want to flip like we are? In favor, 5-0 in favor. Okay, approve or disapprove change order number 7 to extend substantial competition competition?
Completion
date.
Completion date.
To March 1st.
Yep.
Ron, if you want to...
I would move we approve change order number 7 to extend the completion date of the slate roof contract to March 1, 2010.
Moved by Fleece.
And I would defer my discussions of this confusing little item to Wim.
Okay.
You want a second?
Yes.
Okay.
Seconded by Barnard. Discussion. Wim, you want to start it?
On change order number 7, this and I believe when you say confusing, you're talking about the math as far as the days.
The 80 days or whatever.
When I received a request for an extension of time from Scott Enterprises, our roofer, that was on the 12th of January, and he asked for an extension to the end of February to complete their flat roof work up there. In going back then through all of our change orders with Scott Enterprises and the time extensions that we had allowed for them, I discovered that as of that date of January 12th, we were already 33 days over the time extensions that we had given them. So as a result of that, I did the math from the 12th to the of January to the 1st of March and added those days to the 33 days that we were already over, which gave us the 80-day extension that we're asking for now, which then would bring us to March 1st. And as I explained this to Ron, I wanted to point that out because I knew somebody was going to look at this and say 80 days from now isn't March 1st. That's how we came about that day, the count of days, and then the March 1st date is when they are proposing to have the rest of the roof project done. In asking them when they're planning to get down here and get the roof going, they consistently tell me it's weather dependent. I checked up there on Monday and the roof is clear. I need to check with them again when I get back to the office today and see if they have some kind of timeline as to when they get down here. However, they have told me that once they have a crew on site, for instance, if they start on a Monday, the following Monday they should be completed with their work, installing the new flat roof up on the top.
Mr. Chairman?
Sure.
I got two questions, Wim. Is there a penalty if they go past their timeline?
There has never been one, no.
There's no penalty in the contract?
Yes, sir.
Second question is, I guess, isn't it true to say that when we had some good weather quite a while back, they pulled off and run other jobs for a while, days at a time? That's what our construction manager told us, Davey told me. There were some great days early, and they weren't here. They went to work somewhere else. So I don't mind giving them the time because we don't have a choice, but I guess it's...
I don't know that that's a true statement, because I can't go back right now and confirm when the slate roof work was actually done.
It really doesn't matter because if there's no penalty clause...
But I think some of the reason they didn't work on that roof was because you had to build that for the elevator up there, that opening, which prevented them from doing anything on that flat roof until that was done. And that got you in, and then we all had an issue with relocating the stuff for the communications, making sure that was all coordinated. And then they got, I think if it wasn't for that December 3rd or 4th snowstorm,
that's what really put the kibosh on.
That's what really made them stop.
That early snow.
If it wasn't for that snowstorm there, they would have had this thing done.
Well, and then we got to a point after that early snow that we started seeing some green or brown grass again.
Yeah.
And then we got another one right on the heels of that. So
You know, the weather hasn't cooperated with the ability for them to get up there and do that work. But the extended forecast is showing that there's no reason that we shouldn't be able to have a completion on this by March 1.
These approvals are for days are basically in the contract. And it's part of the performance bond and that they're performing according to the contract. So you've got so many days, so you have to extend it to get the work done. So.
Any more discussion? Matt?
So there's no cost. We don't get any money back. It doesn't cost us any more money, but they got to finish the job. So
correct.
If we don't let them come back,
then the job doesn't get finished, and you have to hire somebody to finish it.
And we're still retaining 5% of their contract. Yeah. So it's, you know.
Are we down to about nothing on their contract? Have we paid them all but 5% by now?
Well, except for this 20-some thousand to do the flat roof.
Yeah. We haven't paid them for that part.
Oh, no. Okay. No. For everything else has been paid.
I have no way to know that if I don't ask the question.
Yeah.
Okay. Any more discussion? Vote. 5-0. Approve or disapprove change order number one for hardware 45 pieces of HES model 4500 electric door strikes with a 5-year limited warranty, 10 Securitron M32 mag locks with a lifetime replacement warranty, hardware for additional door number 08 ground floor west stairwell, one door controller, one door positioner switch, one model electric door strike installation of the above-listed hardware to the doors and frames with 1-year warranty on labor and installation for the amount of $29,848.
I would move we approve change order number one as stated.
Second.
Moved by Fleece, seconded by Bauman.
One of them is yours.
Mr. Chairman, could Ron kind of give us a rundown on what this is for?
I'm not.
Huh?
It's for all the hardware that was not a part of the original.
It goes to our security system.
Yeah, yeah. Everything goes in all the doors. There's 57 doors that's involved. There's electric door strikers. There's 45 of those. It's just everything that needs to be done to finish what...
This was an exclusion from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this prompted probably an hour of debate in building and grounds. Item 5 has been removed. It's not on here. It made the 43 or 47,000 something. We felt it was double hitting us on installation. There was questions on it. So the first 4 items, there was no debate or controversy. It was never in doubt. Dave and Mark aren't here, but they sat through with the installers, the bidder. They felt, Wim felt, 1 through 4 was never in question. Item 5 was pulled. If there's further debate, it'll be between these offices. Is that safe to say, isn't
pretty
it?
Pretty much so.
What
yeah.
portion of the cost was item 5? What's the dollar amount for whatever?
I believe that number was
17.5.
17.6 even.
17,600, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But our concern was with that is how could they tell how much labor material they were going to have to do it, you know, and whether there was some language in the contract that we had some questions on. But this was pretty well cut and that's what was going to be needed. Yeah.
Matt?
Question about the initial bid we got from Kidwell's. You know, we saved money, went through CSI. Would this $30,000, was that about the difference?
No, it was about the reduction? It was about $50,000.
$50,000?
50-some thousand.
Did the Kidwell bid include this, or this would have been on top of the Kidwell bid?
This would have been
even
on top of it as well. So you've still come out with a much better price on the project than you would have.
So.
Yep. In fact, you know, when we talked about the security system initially and having the resolution or the board pass that we hire CSI, we talked about the fact that it did not include some of the door hardwares that were going to be required to complete the project, and that the monies that the difference in the two bids was about $60,000. And that with that difference, you would still be under what the initial, what Kidwell's number was, because all of that was going to have to be added on as well. And so I think we're still coming out even below what that Kidwell number is. Now, there will be, if I may, there will be one more change order coming in relation to this security system. And it is, this is coming from the security contractor, CSI. As a result of the installation of the security system, there are some door lock sets, knobs and latches, that do not interface with the electronic latching system that will have to be changed out. I have those numbers at my desk in Lincoln, but I did not get those in time to present them to the board as part of this. And so in 2 weeks, I will have the rest of those numbers to add on and finish out the security package.
And what do you mean by that? Is there any way you can tell us on a door or anything? Is that... Is it the knob?
It's the way the doorknob works. The ones
the
that
doorknob
we,
on that one's gonna be all.
The doorknob on this one here would not work because it would be able to be. It wouldn't be able to be stationarily locked, and it would also be able to be. You'd be able to use a key on it to open the door rather than having to use the security system. On your other doors, we have the old mortise locks in them where. You can switch the locking mechanism by pushing a button on the latch side. Dave is going to go around on all of those doors and disable those so that when the security system is installed, even if you put a key into it, that it's going to be not operable. When the security system does go, say for instance, there's a fire alarm in the building, all of our doors will open up. So there won't be a need for keys to gain entry into anything anymore. It automatically opens everything. The power just goes off to those latches, and they all of them swing free. I don't have a count on how many doors, but I do know. I do know that there aren't very many of them. This number that I'm going to bring to the board in 2 weeks is not a very large number.
Rex.
Yeah, that probably should. You may want to talk to Luke on that. I think that's security sensitive on what you just talked about.
Yeah, we can. We'll.
So that'll be work between you guys. I hope.
I thought this was the best company, and I actually sat in on that meeting and all that. But when they bid it, didn't they look at all the stuff in here? Didn't they go through the building and figure out what we had for door locks? They talked a lot about it. How did they miss that?
No, and it wasn't something that was missed.
The review
on the actual door knobs and how the function of the hardware worked on the existing doors was never done when we were talking to Kidwell. We were talking about the bulk of the system,
When we voted to accept that bid, we weren't bidding on an exact thing.
Correct. And I told you guys that when you guys were discussing it and voted on it, that this was going to be coming as an addition to.
The doors and that, Gary, we were aware of that. It was discussed. The doors were the unknown.
They all weren't the same, and it's going to have to be looked at individually.
Yeah.
What works and what doesn't work.
Any more discussion?
One does not think much about that until you actually have to start.
Well, and once we developed a package with Kidwell and decided to solicit other bidders on that project, then we couldn't go back then and reevaluate the whole building. We took Kidwell's package as it was and put it out for others to bid on.
Matt?
This was not in the initial bond to be spent. So this is inheritance that comes up.
Correct. Any more discussion? Vote. 5-0 to approve. Thank you. Discuss and approve or disapprove standing rules. This is something that we do yearly. We ask about it. Matt has questioned doing it afternoon or changing standing rules to afternoon or evening meetings. Don has sent to 93 of our counties, heard from 44 of them. Three of them do an afternoon meeting. There are none that do any nighttime meetings at all. And there was a note here. The one afternoon meeting may be thought I saw a note on one of them. For the convenience of the board, they meet late in the afternoon one time. So if anyone wants to discuss standing rules, Matt.
Number one was the first one that I just wanted to open up discussion of what people thought about having one of the meetings we have monthly in the evening or in the late afternoon. I know probably the timing just happens to be, it comes up every time there's a political race, but I'm not talking about it being political. I'm just saying to allow an opportunity to engage the public. Are the seats going to be filled if we do it at 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 o'clock at night? Probably not. I was on the school board before. We always had evening meetings. They weren't full. But what it did, it gave an opportunity for the public to engage themselves. It's just, it would be something to say, you know, we can continue to do business. If you want to come at that particular time, if it works for you, great. I did talk to Dawn yesterday afternoon, and we had a very brief conversation about how that would affect her office with regard to overtime. Depending on what time that we have the meeting, there may be some overtime if there's some needs in the clerk's office. We don't see the clerk running back and forth a lot. Some days, yes. If there's some information we would need from the clerk's office, we may need to wait a few minutes to get that. But I just wanted to bounce around the discussion. If there's a big Hail Mary out there that really dictates that we shouldn't do that, then I'd like that information. But throw it out there for discussion.
It's brought up 3-4 years ago. I think it's brought up every 2 years. I can tell you, I don't care if it's the city council, school board, Lower Big Blue NRD. We had afternoon meetings at the Lower Big Blue NRD during the winter time when people could get away. It didn't change anything. The only time it changes if you have something on there that you don't agree with, you're going to be there. And it doesn't make a difference if it's at 8 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock at night. You're going to be there if you have an issue. So
I think Ron's point there is people don't care about government until it personally affects them. Yeah. We've all seen it. We've all discussed it. If it personally affects them, they're going to get off come. If not, I don't know if they will. I don't think it'll change the attendance at all, actually.
Well, and some of it isn't probably going to be just attendance-based, but it, again, allows somebody to engage themselves if they want to. I guess I would encourage maybe the next 2 weeks before we take any action, or we bring it up again, maybe go around and ask people, get some feedback and see what folks think. If there's no merit, we can stay where we're at. But.
Correct.
I never had anybody call me yet and tell me they want to meet at night.
No. Gary?
I understand all that, and I don't particularly bother me whether counties do or don't do. This is our county. But one thing this does do is probably limits the number of people that can run for these offices to sit in these chairs we sit in. Because not everybody is either self-employed, either a farmer, or somebody that whose boss would let them off. So I think the worst part of it is that it limits people that can run, and that's all I've got to say about it.
Matt?
Can I go on to another rule that I was...
Sure.
Okay. Rule 29, it says items placed on in these standing rules, the Gage County Board of Supervisors shall be reviewed and approved yearly. Would that prevent us, say, mid-year if we wanted to change something? Would this prevent us from doing that? Say we run across something that we need to change the way we do business. Because we've got that statement in there, does that lock us into once a year?
Yep.
It does?
I mean, as far as, well.
I would think you could amend the rules anytime you wanted to.
Well, that's what I wanted to see.
You can suspend the rules. Did you read the rule again, Matt, please?
It says the items placed in these standing rules of the Gage County Board of Supervisors shall be reviewed and approved yearly.
Yeah.
My suggestion would be if we could soften that to say reviewed and approved yearly and or if a need arises or something, some verbiage that would allow us if we had to, because we don't know what the future, what if something comes up.
I think Randy says we have the recourse available by suspending other rules, though.
That would.
You can suspend the rules. You can vote to suspend the rules.
on a particular issue and then, you know, take some other action. But the way it reads now and the way it's set up, yeah, it's an annual review and change. You set your rules and then you're stuck with them. Because if you could just change them every single time you wanted to, what's the point of having the rules?
Well, and I'm not suggesting willy-nilly every month we come in here and start changing stuff. Obviously, it would take approval of a majority of the board members anyway, but when I read that, as I read through those again the other night, I thought, boy, that kind of locks us into...
I think 3 years ago, that was the same discussion then, and that was discussed then also, wasn't it, about suspending them?
Yeah,
because we went in-depth on them 3 years ago.
The motion to suspend the rules will effectively do what you want to do if the majority wants to do it. So that you'd can actually to, affect...
Yeah. You'd have to vote first on the suspension, then...
Yeah, right.
Okay. So there's a way to do that.
Okay, that's all I had.
Okay, discuss and approve or disapprove standing rules.
I guess I would make a motion that we don't take any action until we have everybody here.
That may never happen. You might want to just change it for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually,
we have gone through years where we have not had a full board.
Because this
Doug can attest
to the board rules. Everyone should have
an
opportunity
to approve or disapprove.
It's on this.
You have to do one or the other.
I would move it.
I'm going to disapprove.
Table it. Yeah. Make a motion just to table the item.
Okay. That's a non-debatable item in a way. Yeah.
Do you have any time frame on your table?
Yeah. Table it for the next meeting for 2 weeks.
Okay.
And if everyone's not here, I'll table again the next. Can we get everybody here?
It'll be next year.
Everybody's going to vote. Okay, motion. I got a question for Randy after that. Motion to table for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Second.
Second.
Yeah.
It's something non-debated. They always had told us, Randy.
Who's they?
Dick Smith. anytime you table an item, it takes a majority vote of the people that were here at the table item to get it off. So these two will not have a vote to bring it back off the table. Are we better to amend the motion to take action in 2 weeks, or do we table it, and then this body votes on it, and you need a majority of the body, two-thirds of a vote,
right,
to bring it off the table in 2 weeks? Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So I think you're better to amend your motion to we eliminate the word table and just take action in 2 weeks.
Okay, so I'll withdraw my motion.
There you go.
My new motion will be to
withdraw your second.
Take action in 2 weeks.
There you go. Withdraw your second.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your motion is basically to delay this disapprove or approve until 2 weeks.
There you go. There you go.
That agenda item.
Sorry, Matt.
Same thing.
I just,
get it right.
That's yeah.
Fine. Yep. Nope, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any more discussion on it? Vote.
Put this right in.
5-0 to approve. Appoint member and alternate to Counties with American with Disabilities Committee. I'll read the appointments because I think that's where am I at? Okay, American with Disabilities. Adams with the alternate Byers. Visitors Committee, Anderson and Byers. Boswa, Barnard and Bauman. Blue Valley Community Action, Byers and Barnard. Region 5 Services, Byers and Adams. Personnel Board, which is the alternates just moved up, Anderson and Adams. And then the alternates would be Gronewald and Fleece. Safety Committee would be Barnard with the alternate Gronewald. Public Health would be Byers with the alternate Bauman. Sand would be Fleece with the alternate Anderson. Five Rivers would be Barnard with the alternate Gronewald. EMS Assessment Advisory Committee would be Don Harmon, Chairman. Security Administrator would be Millard Gustafson. General Assistance would be Bauman, alternate Gronewald. Jail Inspections, first quarter would be Barnard and Anderson. Second quarter would be Byers and Gronewald. Third quarter would be Adams and Fleece. Fourth quarter would be Bauman and Anderson.
Mr. Chairman, can Don print them up and email them to us?
You got them.
Oh, are they in the
yeah,
file?
Yeah,
you have
oh,
them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you have them.
All right.
Jail inspection, is that usually done like the first meeting in the month? I mean, of that first quarter? Or?
It's whenever you two can get together. And,
okay.
And then we need to, when we do a jail inspection, we need to make sure Gus's people sign off on it, and then we go over to the clerk's office and she signs off on it to put it in the file that it is done. Committee reports.
All those. Oh, committee report. Okay. I had this all down in a nice, neat pack. I'm going to give you the building and grounds first. Second floor remodel update. We have yet to get the estimates or figures from Achievers on that. We will probably for sure have them by our next committee meeting, which will be on February 4th, which is a Thursday. Now, building and grounds will meet on February 4th, because your next meeting of this board will be February 8th, which is a Monday. So that's going to be moved up. Once Wim gets these figures to us, which he hopes to have sometime this week, he had to look over 35 different pages of remodeling items for the second floor. He will send that out to all, to everybody involved, all the board members and et cetera, et cetera. So, and then we will discuss that at the building and grounds meeting. So that's where we're at on that. You want to put your figure in of what that's going to be. I've set up a lottery, and you'll get a Hershey almond bar for whoever wins. You want to put a dollar amount in.
You get gaming involved with that?
Huh? Okay, the SCARA system, change order number one. We've talked about that, the materials. Scott Enterprise change order, we talked about that, and that's already been taken care of. The status of the third floor construction. It looks like, for the most part, it'll be pretty well done in the next month of February. However, we've asked the attorney's office to get a hold of the owner to extend that, you know, for at least for another month through March. They're ready to start painting the walls sometime this coming week. The baseboards could be put on. Involved with that, the we've asked also Dave to start getting bids from carpeting businesses here in Beatrice for all the carpeting needs for that third floor offices, and should have those available to us for review by our February 4th meeting on those. Okay, what do we got? Okay, that's, anybody got any questions on that? Have you been up looked at it? Looks good.
Yeah, third floor looks, you got a nice little the orange peel on the on the walls there. It's kind of fancy, so yeah. It looks nice.
And let's see. Okay, the status of the geothermal insulation and the switchover. It looks like we got two or three more units to set in the buildings and some wiring in the next, it should be in the next 14 days. We should have heating all ready to go.
Are they going to clean all them out before they put them back?
Yeah.
Those are a mess inside.
Yeah. What's that, Gary?
Those units that they're, I don't know if there's one in here yet, but they're just so full of dust and crap. I would hope they do a thorough cleaning job in those.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. It won't work good if they don't, I would think. So that's what's going to be done there. Should be hopefully in the next 2 weeks. Next thing involved, we did get our $98,000 energy grant finally. That's going to be primarily to have the windows in the emergency management office replaced with not only the energy windows that we have for this courthouse, but they also have to meet hurricane-type windows. So they're a little bit more expensive, those sorts of things. So we've made the architect aware of that, working out with Mark Mites on the replacement of those. Also, you may notice when you come in, we've got a whole lot of air conditioners sitting around. Dave is trying to get a location where we're going to put all those. We might end up taking them down to the highway shop in Wymore, where they have more room to do that. Probably half of them that we've got are probably not worth even moving, but we got to get them out of here and take them down there, but there'll probably be half of them that'll be worth some money. Some of them are pretty new. So they're working on that to get them out of here, hopefully within this next week, because there's a whole slug of them around here involved with the air conditioning. So that's about my report. I think I've...
How much of the bond money have we used up, Ron? Do you know just roughly?
Going through change orders, we're close.
To the bond now?
Yeah, we're close to the bond. I've went through and looked at all the change orders as to what would be inheritance and what would be bonds, and you know, and it's close.
Okay.
That includes architect fees,
elevator,
the roof,
all that.
Well, see, the elevator wasn't a part of the bond.
Right, but it's out of inheritance.
Huh?
It's out of the inheritance.
And the roof was not either.
Roof was it too? Roof was a part of the bond.
It was part of it. I was thinking that
we just had insurance money that helped reduce
the
cost.
We did that separately because that needed to be done. But it was there was $500,000+ estimated for the roof in the bond.
Okay.
It cost us $400,000. We got $305,000 insurance money. So it's too bad we can't take that insurance money and take it off the bond, but we can't.
Well,
it goes into the general fund. On it, so.
But we still got the money. That's the main thing.
Oh, yeah. The money's there, and it'll get spent. No doubt about it. So, okay, that's all I have.
Okay. Any other committees?
Emergency management will meet Tuesday, first Tuesday of the month, Groundhog Day, it looks like, so according to my calendar. We're progressing. We'll probably start. We'll open up again conversations with the four ambulance providers for Gage County. Visiting with Dr. Rice and everybody's legal counsel and the professionals and volunteer professionals involved. And so that'll come back again this spring. I think the weather has slowed down. The helipad we were looking at down there at Big Indian, I think they got the grading done, but they weren't able to do much. And now with all the moisture, they'll probably have to regrade. So that's on the back burner too. And that's all I got for emergency management. Meet Tuesday.
Shirley?
Maybe Gus wants to say a little bit about law enforcement meeting that we talked about.
Well, just briefly, the law enforcement committee, again, is trying to meet on a pretty regular basis since the special election on the jail. We went over, again, some different options, just general conversation in regards to that, what's out there available to us. I touched base with the committee on a few of the different things we're dealing with on getting some estimates for areas in the facility, getting repair work done. Since that meeting, we've had a reuse pump and a water line went bad, and so we're getting the process of getting that fixed. The range hood, we're waiting to get an electrician to wire that up for us and get that put over the stove because we are asked to do that by the Elizabeth from the Department of Agriculture to do that on our last inspection. And we're still waiting on some bids for what we do with the windows on the north side, if they can replace or block up or caulk or what they're going to do with it to make it a little better for us that way. And we still haven't got bids for the front lobby area yet. We're still waiting on that. It's taking forever to get anything to us. It's better secured doors on that end of it. And I think probably that's kind of, in a nutshell, what we discussed last meeting. So
we discussed about the vehicle fleet. You want to touch on that and those that there's some cars in your fleet here that are no longer in service that are just sitting there. We need to dispose of these cars.
Yes, there's some I tried to indicate that I could remember off the top of my head that were still here. I know the 2001 you approved and signed off for the successor of some time back to have that vehicle, and they used that for quite a while, but there's something wrong. I don't know, four-wheel drive or the
brakes. It's dangerous to drive.
And so it's been sitting out there forever, and so I guess being that was discussed at the meeting, a decision can be made what to do with some of that surplus. That one's
still on
there.
Our insurance, so we
it
need
probably
to
is.
Remove
yes.
them.
The other one we have was the 2003 Durango. That one came off our inventory. It was surplused, and then I think Patty was going to ask the board again if that could replace that one over there. I don't want you to approach you with that yet. But since that snowstorm, we pull it back in, and we used it temporarily for the last storm. So that has to be decided. What you want to do with that one?
Dawn said she has approached us on it.
She talked to you guys in one of her board meetings, Patty, about changing that vehicle from gas to...
Not that I recall, but...
Okay.
It may have. That's
and then we have
right.
we have a 2003 Ford Crown Vic that's sitting down at our impound in Wymore.
It had, I believe, a cracked intake, and so that can be gotten rid of as well. I think they figured about $1,000 to repair it, so we didn't think it was worth. Could you probably get a couple hundred bucks for it anyways, which you'd end up on most of those cars when they get bid out. So,
what action do we need to take to make this do so we get
something
done?
Well, we used to have an equipment committee that these would have went to and the decision would have been made. So I don't know if now this falls in building and grounds, assets.
Yep.
Well, do we need something on the next agenda to vote to?
Yeah, we got to take formal action.
Well, can we put?
Do you have a list of the complete?
Yeah.
Yeah, broke down
the ones you want to put out.
Yeah.
Are you going to bid it, or are you going to put on a surplus sale to the county, or how you think you want to do it?
Put
you
don't it on know. Surplus.
Whatever.
I would do the surplus.
We got to do. Let's put it on the next agenda so we can deal with it.
Yeah.
All right. I'll try to get some more detailed information.
I'm going to need BIN numbers in that because I'm doing the update for Norma right now, and I'm going to have to get them on it.
In the packet that Dawn gave us, it's in there.
Well, I don't know which ones they are, so you and I'll have to.
Find something out.
You'll have to get with me so I can.
We'll see
them
fine.
From our insurance.
The 20, okay.
That's what you want to remove before we sell them? You want to remove them before we sell them?
Yeah, we have to remove them off to sell them, I think.
Do we need some direction, Randy, on this?
Can I have them remove those vehicles off of our insurance company before we sell them?
I wouldn't do that. I'd wait until you actually are
selling them.
I would, yeah. Okay. You actually dispose of them before you take them off insurance.
So then you can remove them after.
So did the board act on the 2003 Patty had asked about? That. Is that going to stay?
Put that on there, and we'll make that decision next week, too. So make sure that's or in 2 weeks. That way it's removed from your inventory and reflects in the appropriate one.
If we don't do it that way, we won't get it done.
Yep, that's right.
For Matt's benefit, I'm going to be gone to February, the next one of the February meetings in February. In case you don't have enough people next meeting for
golf lessons.
Got a seminar planned one day that week and about second week
in 80 degrees.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I got one other thing. If you're done with law enforcement, the elevator's about ready to be in use. I think it's functioning, but it'll be only used for at least the next 30 days with contractors. We won't be able to. Public won't be able to use that, the doors and everything on. So we would hope within about the next 45 days and stuff, everything should be pretty well ready to go on the elevator. That's another reason that we didn't want to get too happy there in March to get your offices going so we have people. The elevator will be.
Okay. Dawn had a question.
If you're going to change your building and grounds to the 4th, which is a Thursday.
Yeah.
Are the rest of you guys going to meet then, the road and bridge and finance, so I can type that up that way?
I talked to Dave, and he thought that same day on the 4th. And
road and bridge.
The new chairman needs to decide with
who's ever doing it.
I'll get back to you. But she thought Friday, when I talked to her a couple of weeks ago, you might want on Friday because of the claims of having and stuff, so.
Let me know so I can put it on there.
You know me, I'm not going to tell you right now. I'll put it off for a day or two.
Okay, next board meeting is February 8th.
Rex, I had one more thing.
Hey, Gary.
Matt was invited, I think maybe Byers, to a meeting a couple weeks ago with Dennis Hedrick and some Southeast College people. And the mayor, Neil Needfelt, and there were several there, probably a dozen of us maybe at the most. And the discussion was, does Gage County want to participate in kind of a business incubator. The guy that has worked with the chamber on a couple things was asking that, and of course my first question was, you know, they're going to want money to do it. They can't tell us how much, but they did want to know if we're interested in doing it, and then from there it would, or being part of it, and from there it would progress, and then we'd find out what it might cost us if we wanted to continue. So trying to promote local businesses in the county and trying to assist people and knowing where to go, whether it be GCD or the chamber or Main Street. It's kind of directing people. And they also, if we participate, want personal buy-in by members of each organization and the city and the county board. It would be one more thing we would add to the list of people that you assign things to that would actually act like mentors two people trying to start a business. And they'll also concentrate all in the same manner in existing businesses that may want to expand. They had some successes, and I don't know what they had for failures, but it would be a cost to the county budget if we do it. But we don't know how much because they want to know if we're even interested before they go ahead.
Okay.
There you have it.
Shirley.
And I still have RC&D. I didn't get to go the last two times because I had a funeral on both of their meetings. They have it tomorrow because they had to postpone it last week. But
I got plans.
For tomorrow. I'll go tomorrow yet.
It's a little short notice. But I like the Boswell meetings. I get a notice in the mail the day after they have the meeting.
Yeah, that's how I always got them.
I'll go tomorrow. But RC&D, they're going to be talking about the that household hazardous waste collection. They're going to have it again this summer at the fairgrounds, supposedly, if they get it passed. That's going to be with the paint deal and stuff. Last year it cost us some money, if you remember. This year I think they think it's just going to cost us for the roll-offs for the trash containers. But I don't know if you guys want to go along with it again. All the other counties, I guess, are going to participate. I don't think it maybe cost them, you know, anything, but we're a bigger county. But I mean, I'd never seen so much paint come in life. I wouldn't think we'd had that much, but maybe we will again.
I think she said the roll-off and she emailed me was like $600 and some.
Yeah, you seen me with the little hat with the aerosol can.
Maybe as an interesting note to that paint and all that kind of stuff, the city, and of course Boswell was building that new building out there for collection. Mark Heiberger, who's I guess is the expert on city dumps, sat there and said that stuff's already allowed in the city dumps. So why they're going through all these motions, I have no idea. But
it's not allowed.
Gary, yeah. my thought is with you as the RC&D committee appointment now, maybe you can work with Battiato on it.
I think you ought to.
Last year, didn't he?
I really think you ought to go eat tacos with me at noon.
Matt.
I want to see Gary in the brochure with the hat and the gown on. You made the brochure last year, didn't you? I want to see Gary in that.
Anything else for the good of the order?
They also have the school lab collection coming yet this spring, where they go to the schools and they collect those chemicals that they use in their chemistry classes and that. So that'll still be coming. And then they have the... they're having that. The other counties are going to participate, I think, the way I understood it, in that leaders training. That, you know, they had that at NERM at the NACL, and none of us participated in it. Remember, the counties that did, they really bragged it up. They thought they really learned something. But
Alan and I went to that, if you remember right.
You did go, huh?
I went to two of them, and I said my time is more valuable than sitting here watching skits.
We sat in, a lot of us sat in on that part of it. Was that what it was?
Parts of those counties out west don't have cable TV. They probably enjoyed it.
Oh. Well, anyway, I can tell them that Gage
County...
They're
not that far. They're not that bad off out there.
Gage County doesn't wish to participate then, right?
Well, each individual can choose to. But it's quite a time commitment.
And there's a pretty good cost to it, too, if I know.
Yeah, it was $300.
Yeah, they had a good...
Well, that's part of why they're promoting it. It's a fundraiser for them also.
Okay. Well, I know those are things that are going to be coming up tomorrow, so I will tell them that we probably won't be participating in that. I think those are the three things. And then they had those CERN community presentations, too, yet. No one seems to know what that CERN is really.
Shirley asked me about that, and I said, I obviously don't remember it.
And Dave doesn't seem to really remember it.
CERN.
Who?
And it makes such an impact on all of us, we don't remember what it is, so we probably don't want to belong.
Did they make candy or something? Or? Thanks, Shirley, for getting our things.
Okay.
We're going to have to send the county courts a bill.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, I think we're at dawn, and then we're still working on some kind of a... night for the
employee recognition.
Okay.
That's usually last February, 1st of March.
Well, we're working on it, but we haven't.
Thanks for doing that yet.
Okay, anything else for the good of the order?
Your house.
Yeah. Anything else for the good of the order?
We can go to Lincoln, have
a meeting adjourned.
Sounds good.
Do you need a vote?
Hey, there's that deal that didn't pass. I want to vote.